eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're answering the biggest questions for some NFC teams as we get ready for training camp next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Jamie Eisenberg. It's the Tuesday, July 26th episode of FFT in 5. We're going to tackle the big questions surrounding the 49ers, Buccaneers, and Eagles as they get set to report to training camp. But we'll start with the Buccaneers. Jamie, what can we expect from Chris Godwin, both in training camp and this season?
Well, Chris, I'm sure anybody that's paid attention to a lot of our content, I know you're not a big fan of Godwin based on his value coming into the season. It certainly is fair to be concerned about where he will be in camp, because I don't think we're going to see him much in camp. I'm sure the Bucs, knowing what their aspirations are, they don't need him to win September. They need him to win in January and potentially February. So I'm sure they're going to be cautious with him. I think that's going to be troubling for fantasy managers that are targeting Chris Godwin. But I think if you're targeting him appropriately, you know, the hope would be is by the time we get to, you know, I hope it's not week six, but probably, you know, somewhere between week four and week six, you know, he's back to the Chris Godwin that we know and love. And I think if you're looking at some sort of a strategy, it may not be a bad idea to draft Marquise Brown, let's say in round four, and Chris Godwin in round five, if both are available then, because by the time DeAndre Hopkins is back and maybe Marquise Brown's season starts to take a little bit of a dip, Chris Godwin can pick things up for you and maybe be a wide receiver swap. Not that you ever want to have that sort of theory going into rounds four and round five, but I think it's going to be, you know, sort of one of those midseason type of, you know, scenarios where Chris Godwin becomes the guy that we know that he can be. I think he'll still be the receptions leader when he's on the field for the Bucs. The loss of not only Rob Gronkowski, but also Antonio Brown, I think will be good for Godwin. And as much as Russell Gage can step in and do some of the things that they hope he can do to help replace Godwin, Godwin, I think, is still the go-to guy for Tom Brady.
Patience being the key word when it comes to drafting Chris Godwin in 2022. And there might be, you might need a little bit of patience with the 49ers offense if there are any growing pains with Trey Lance expected to take over at QB. What do you think Trey Lance at QB means for this 49ers offense?
I always love these conversations about these mobile quarterbacks because we as fantasy analysts get so excited about what they can do. Mm-hmm. And then it's, well, this guy's going to struggle and this guy's going to suffer and this guy's going to get, you know, downward in production. But I think that's kind of the case with what the 49ers pass catchers are going to deal with a little bit, because look, it's not just the fact that Trey Lance is going to run and escape pockets, certainly at a much different level than that Jimmy Garoppolo ever did. It's that he's inexperienced. And, you know, it's not just an experience from a college guy going to the pros. He was an inexperienced college guy. And, you know, I think we all, you know, sort of knew that. And so, you know, the stories that you hear are not encouraging about, you know, that he had the finger injury and then, you know, arm fatigue in the offseason. That stuff doesn't bother me. What bothers me is I think that, you know, if everybody's healthy, it's hard for Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, and Brandon Ayuk, I think, to all play at a high level in this type of offense that they're going to run with Trey Lance. And so I've been typically out on Deebo because you have to take him in round two. He's not the type of player that I tend to target in that range. I think even as a receiver, he'll still be fine, but I think he's going to lose some of his, you know, rushing production. I don't think he's going to run as much. Kittle, I think, is a fine target, but you know what you're getting with Kittle, probably some injuries along the way. And you know, will he still be as good with Lance? You know, the numbers don't necessarily bear that out, but the small sample size. Ayuk is probably the one that you gamble on or should gamble on the most because he's the cheapest. But again, you know, is he in the doghouse or is he going to be, you know, the guy that we saw at the end of last season or maybe even the guy that we saw at the end of his rookie season when he was a superstar? So Ayuk is the one that I tend to lean toward the most, but for the most part, I don't draft a lot of 49ers pass catchers because I do think it's going to be a little bit tough for them if they all stay healthy to produce at a high level.
All right, and last question. Do you expect the Eagles to be more pass-heavy after trading for A.J. Brown from the Titans this offseason?
I think so. You know, the fact that they allowed or at least didn't replace the plodding running back that they had last year in Jordan Howard, you know, maybe that just speaks volumes to what they expect from Miles Sanders staying healthy and Kenneth Gainwell and Boston Scott, you know, kind of filling that backfield. But, I mean, they were clearly aggressive, you know, to go get A.J. Brown, giving up a first-round pick and going out and getting a guy that, you know, can be a difference maker in their passing game. You know, and I think you look at the way that the halves sort of went for them last year in their season, you know, they realized that they weren't running the ball enough, and then they went so far in the opposite direction, just started running the ball ad nauseum. It also sort of coincided with when they moved on from Zach Ertz. So they lost a big piece of their passing game. You were asking a young player in Devontae Smith to lead this receiving corps. He doesn't have to do that now. And so I think if you, let's say, drop Tom Brady in the Eagles and said, you've got A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, and Devontae Smith, we'd be like, oh, my God, this is the, you know, one of the best receiving corps in football. Now it's up to Jalen Hurts and certainly Nick Sirianni to allow that to sort of, you know, materialize and flourish. So, yes, I'm buying it. To what extent, we'll find out. But I do like Jalen Hurts. He's, you know, probably a little bit too aggressive, but having ranked as a top five quarterback, I think he's going to take a huge step forward. Still love A.J. Brown as a number one receiver, expecting Devontae Smith to take a step forward, and I like Dallas Goedert. So, yes, I'm all in on the Eagles being a more pass-happy team, and hopefully what we saw in the first half of last season with now better weapons, you know, materializes for everybody.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts, the upside is sky high for fantasy, and hopefully, you know, we've seen flashes from him as a passer, so if he can be, you know, even pretty good, there's a ton of upside for this offense. All right, that'll do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back on Wednesday to talk more about the injuries you need to know coming into training camp. See you later.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the Men's Sunday Performance Jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.